As you all must be well aware by now, this is a special year in the life of our congregation. We've been celebrating 150 years of congregational worship in this building. Our Kirkgate congregation has a rich and complicated history, one which goes back many centuries. Although the current building dates back to 1866, the congregations forming Kirkgate's history can be traced back to the late 1600s. And if you're interested in the history of all the many and various congregations which make up our current union, you can read all about them and their history on our website. Today, though, is all about the building. Opened in July 1866 as the West United Presbyterian Church. And so we begin with a hymn which was published in the year that this building opened. The Church's One Foundation was written by Samuel John Stone as a reaction to all the schisms and heresies which were dividing Christendom in the mid-19th century. He wanted to remind worshippers that there may be many buildings, many different interpretations of Scripture, but there's only one single and enduring foundation, our Lord Jesus Christ. So now we sing to his praise and glory, hymn 739, The Church's One Foundation.
Thank you.
That hymn was one chosen by the very Reverend John Chalmers when he came to preach in Kirkgate back in February as one of our guest preachers. And as we come before God in prayer now, we are going to use one of the prayers from that service when John was with us. Let us pray. God of eternity, we rejoice that you welcome us into your house, into the place where we meet with you. Thank you that all are welcome here. Thank you for this time and place set apart week by week, when we remind ourselves of your love and your living presence. A time and a place which invites us to pause and take stock, giving us time to pray for ourselves and for the life of our world. And at the end of another dark week for our world, we now pause in silence before you, and we commit to you all the terrible events which have happened in this past week in Iraq and in America. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers for these troubled countries. As we come into this place, O Lord, we also take time to reflect on the things in life which really matter. We take time to remember how you have given each one of us the privilege of sharing in the work of your kingdom, the privilege of serving you every day in this place and parish. Today we recommit ourselves to the journey of faith, and we ask for your strength to follow where you would lead us. Receive us now in all our weakness. Fill us now with the light of Christ. May he illuminate our worship and guide our footsteps, so we may see and follow and serve him, all this to the glory of your most holy name. And in your name we say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. From 1866, we jump forward in time to 1889. To the year our organ was supplied and installed by Foster and Andrews in Hull. The installation of the organ required major changes to be made to the sanctuary. The windows at the back had to be blocked up, and the pulpit moved to make space for the upper organ. To celebrate the installation of the organ, we have another hymn of the era, a wonderful hymn which has been translated from ancient Latin by John Mason Neale, a 19th century Anglican clergyman and scholar. This hymn is often used during services of dedication, reminding us that Christ is the cornerstone of our faith, and that we are the church's living, breathing stones. We are the ones that give it life and energy as we worship now. So with these thoughts in mind, we sing hymn 200, Christ is made the sure foundation.
Thank you.
words of Paul found in his letter to the church in Ephesus. You, says Paul, are built upon the foundation laid by the apostles and prophets, the cornerstone being Jesus Christ himself. He is the one that holds the whole building together and makes it grow into a sacred temple dedicated to the Lord. In union with him, you two are being built together with all the others into a place where God lives through his Spirit. These sentiments are echoed by Peter in his first letter, and we're going to hear Peter's words now, read for us by Moira.
The reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, reading from verse 4. It's on page 294 of the Pew Bible. Come to the Lord, the living stone rejected by people as worthless, but chosen by God as valuable. Come as living stones, and let yourselves be used in building the spiritual temple, where you will serve as holy priests to offer spiritual and acceptable sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. For the scripture says, I chose a valuable stone, which I am placing as the cornerstone in Zion, and whoever believes in him will never be disappointed. This stone is of great value for you that believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone which the builders rejected as worthless turned out to be the most important of all. And another scripture says, this is a stone that will make people stumble, the rock that will make them fall. They stumbled because they did not believe in the word. Such was God's will for them. But you are the chosen race, the king's priests, the holy nation, God's own people, chosen to proclaim the wonderful acts of God, who called you out of darkness into his own marvelous light. At one time you were not God's people, but now you are his people. At one time you did not know God's mercy, but now you have received his mercy. Amen. And may God add his blessing to you, Jesus, from his own heart.
We have now reached 1900, a new century and a new name for the building, as in that year the United Presbyterian Church united with the United Free Church, and so the West United Presbyterian Church, this building, it was renamed Erskine United Free Church. And to celebrate that first of many name changes, we'll sing a favourite hymn from the Victorian era, one written by Francis Jean Franny Crosby, and it's hymn 561, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
Thank you.
nearly a century. And in 1906, a hall extension known as the Annex was built, with its own entrance and porch. In 1914, World War I broke out, taking a very heavy toll on church and community. Towards the end of the war, church services were only held in daylight due to shortages of coal and gas. In 1924, electric lights were installed in both the church and the hall. Then in 1925, the Kirk Session was asked to enter into negotiations with the Church of Scotland. And eventually in 1929, the United Free Church united with the Church of Scotland. And the name of this church changed again to Erskine Church of Scotland. In that same year, 1929, the new Scottish Psalter was published, and many of the psalms from the Psalter endure today, and you can find them in that first section in CH4. Today we're going to sing one of the best loved psalms from the Scottish Psalter, and we'll sing it to the tune Brother James's Ear, and you'll find it at hymn 16, and we'll remain seated to sing The Lord's My Shepherd.
Thank you.
now take a huge jump forward in time from 1929 to 1966. During those years, four stained glass windows were installed in the church in memory of former ministers and members of the congregation. In 1939, war broke out again, and the church resolved to make any changes necessary to facilitate the provision of both worship and service for men and women as they returned from the armed forces. And when the war ended, a baptismal font was dedicated in memory of those members of the congregation who lost their lives serving their country. And as you can see from the various plaques and memorials which are on the wall, inside and in the church vestibule, both wars took a heavy toll on members of this congregation and the predecessor congregations. So many served and lost their lives during those two world wars. In 1966, plans were prepared for a new extension, comprising kitchen, toilets, vestry and a session room or small hall. Also in 1966, the congregation celebrated the centenary of the church building with a special service. So as we remember the things that happened in 1966, we go back to the 1960s and we sing a hymn from that era. Lord of the Dance was written in 1963 by Sidney Bertram Carter, a new type of hymn for an era of huge changes in both church and society. This hymn was very controversial when it was written, and it divided congregations between people who loved it and people who hated it. And I think it's probably still the same today. This is either a hymn for which you have great affection or it's one that makes you go, meh. Either way, we're going to sing it this morning, hymn 404, and we'll stand to sing, I danced in the morning when the world was begun.
Thank you.
sneaky liking for Sidney Bertram Carter. I love the sense of movement that there is in his hymns and how they take you through a range of emotions. And that one does remind me of my growing up. We've now reached 1992. Doesn't time fly when you're enjoying yourself? This year marks the bicentennial of the founding of the original congregation back in 1792. Several special events were held in 1992, including a flower festival and a bicentennial service at which three former ministers were welcomed: the Reverend Dr. Harry Hutchison, the Reverend Hugh Kirkwood, and the Reverend Barry Dunsmore. And it was our great pleasure to again welcome Barry Dunsmore back to Kirkgate last month as one of our guest preachers. The big hymn hit in 1992 was the ever popular Shine, Jesus, Shine. Again, probably a hymn which tends to divide churches into those who love it and those who are not quite so keen on this hymn or the singer-songwriter Graham Kendrick. But Shine, Jesus, Shine still regularly makes it into the top 10 favourite hymns of all time. And we're going to sit and sing this hymn now, hymn 448, Lord, the light of your love is shining.
Thank you.
Shortly after the bicentennial celebrations, the congregation of Erskine Church faced yet another union, this time with their neighbours at Lansborough and Trinity Church. And so in 1993, the name of the building changed yet again, this time to New Trinity Church. In that same year, the hymn, Christ Be Our Light, was written by Bernadette Farrell, a British Catholic hymn writer whose works have gained popularity around the world. This next hymn that we're going to sing is probably her best known and one which has become a modern classic. Also on the theme of the light of Christ shining in the darkness, we stand to sing hymn 543, Longing for Light, We Wait in Darkness.
Thank you.
why that hymn is in the section on discipleship in our hymn book, I tend to feel it would be more appropriate in the section on intercession and petition. And I think that's maybe why this hymn is so popular, because it voices all the prayers that we have as we come to worship. Prayers for ourselves as servants of God, but also prayers for the world. And today that hymn serves as our intercessory prayer. From 1993, we leap forward 20 years. During those 20 years, there was a period, an 11-year period, of settled ministry for New Trinity under the Reverend Sandy McCallum. And we were delighted to be able to welcome Sandy and his wife, Josephine, back in March when Sandy preached for us. After Sandy retired, there were turbulent times ahead for New Trinity, and the building faced a very bleak future. But in 2013, an opportunity opened up quite unexpectedly for a union between New Trinity and their neighbours Barony St John's across the border in Ardrossan. Barony St John's congregation had moved out of their building and were worshipping in St Andrew's Episcopal Church. The union between New Trinity and Barony St John's took place in November 2013. And yes, you guessed it, the name of the church changed once again to Kirkgate, which is the name of the walkway which runs behind the building and the North Ayrshire Heritage Centre. The hymn that seems most appropriate for this most recent union is a hymn of our era, the 2000s. A hymn written by Keith Getty and Stuart Townend, this next hymn again reminds us that Christ is our sure foundation when everything around us is shifting and changing. It's in Christ alone that our hope is found. We're going to stand again to sing this hymn, which is printed on your order of service. And during this hymn, the offering will be uplifted. In Christ alone.
Thank you.
And so now we've reached 2016, 274 years since the original congregation opened its doors in Countess Street, 150 years since they moved to the building here in Chapel Well Street. And in those 150 years, this building has seen, if my calculations are correct, this building has seen 16 ministers, 5 changes of name, 4 unions in 1900, 1929, 1993, and 2013, 3 building projects, 2 world wars, 1 organ installation, and a partridge in a pear tree. There's been a lot going on in the life of this building in the last 150 years. 150 years that has seen, you will agree, many changes, and yet it's still standing. Now we're going to sing another hymn from the 2000s. And it's one that we learned here as a united congregation. Written by Dan Shute, "These alone are enough for me," is based on the ancient prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola, who lived between 1491 and 1556. Ignatius was a Spanish knight who became a Christian after being badly wounded in battle. He then devoted his life to helping others follow the teachings and example of Jesus Christ. In 1534, he founded the Society of Jesus, also known as the Jesuits. The prayer of Ignatius, which is the basis for the song we'll sing in a minute, is our prayer of dedication today, as we offer our money, all that we have, and all that we are, to the service of God. Let us pray. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All that I have and call my own, you have given it all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen. So let's remain seated to sing that hymn now, printed on the back of your order of service. Take my heart, O Lord. enjoyed singing some hymns from different eras in the history of the congregation. I thought we would finish with a psalm, as the psalms are such a vital and vibrant part of our Scottish Presbyterian heritage. But before we sing our final hymn, my mum would like me to cut the cake, I think. Just so that you can have it instead of waiting for me to come back from the door. We will cut the cake in here. were, what we did, the places we have been. God of now, bless our present, who we are, what we are, the place we are. God of what is to come, bless our future, who we can be, what we will be, the place we seek to be. God of all time, past, present, future, bless us. Vision makers, journey takers, hope bringers, love sharers, bless us as we go forward in faith. For you have been our dwelling place in all generations, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, yesterday, today, and forevermore.